Welcome to the Scenario Universe. What you're about to hear might traumatize or shock. The accounts ahead might seem improbable or inconceivable. It's time to dust off your imagination. All of the images, characters, and surroundings in this tale await your cognitive powers. What you imagine is your vision alone. It is time to entertain your brain.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons having business with the Superior Court held in and for Judicial District Number 3, draw near and give your attendance, and ye shall be heard. The Honorable Judge Eufus P. Rage presiding.
Be seated. What do we have here?
Your Honor, case number 607-7, in the matter of the People versus LeFunk Cranston, alias the counsel, and in the matter of a petition to this court for the granting of parole to LeFunk Cranston.
Mr. Cranston, I have read your statement. I have also read an extensive list of your crimes. Too many to mention, as it will waste the court's time. Now, it states here that you have served 3 years of a 5-year sentence and that you are presently eligible for parole. It also says here that you were actually apprehended by a private investigator. That must be most embarrassing. Now, I should throw away the key for that reason alone, but the law, as it is for the time being, doesn't allow me to do that.
Your Honor, as attorney for Mr. Cranston, if it pleases the court, may I...
Attorney for Mr. Cranston, you have interrupted me. Parole is denied. Mr. Cranston, please stand. It is the decision of this court that you be committed to the county insane asylum for a period of 9 months for psychological evaluation, at which time I will disregard the outcome of this evaluation, and you will serve an extra 15 years in the penitentiary from which you came. Next case.
Your Honor, even a Texas court isn't that harsh.
I've been banned in Texas.
But, Your Honor...
Ms. Yearshyster, I find you in contempt of this court. Bailiff, throw this man in the brig.
Your Honor, we don't have a brig.
Then handcuff this pettifogger and toss him in the can. The cooler, pen, slammer, stockade, lock up the jail, you jackass, and throw yourself in as well for being a moron.
Enough, you fool! Do you realize who I am? I am the counsel, mind control expert. You are all now under my spell. You cannot resist. None of you can see me anymore. I am invisible to your eyes. And more important, I have revenge on my mind.
Where did that son of a bitch go?
Please, sir, come this way. I've been sent for you. There's a car outside.
How nice of you to come pick me up, my dear comrade.
We're on the same team. I did the same for.
Oh, yes. The time has come to join forces and plot revenge against the man they call Brick Mallory.
I'd like to introduce myself. My name's Brick Mallory. I'm a private investigator. I handle those cases that no one else will touch. Although I deal with your standard crimes such as murder, blackmail, murder, kidnappings, stolen goods, and, of course, murder. I specialize in the more bizarre crimes that involve clones, aliens, mind control, identical half-twin brothers and sisters, and of course, Murder. So I put a little extra talcum powder in my shorts and headed straight for the office. This was not your average Brick Mallory walking down the street day. No, sir, this was a very special day. I was elected by my peers as the best private investigator in my price range. Not bad for someone who's living off embezzled money from a once long-lost partner. I knew it wasn't going to be a very flashy award ceremony, so I pre-ordered a couple dozen crab cakes and a few jugs of red wine. I just hoped that my secretary got to the office on time to set everything up. I needed a morning jolt, so I stopped for a cup of Joe at Max's coffee shop and billiards. Hey, Max, what do you know?
Rick, Paisan, a good on the world, eh? It's not so often such a great accomplishment is given to someone so close to me and to my family.
Thanks very much, Max. Can I have a cup of coffee, black?
For you, my friend, today and today only, I give you something special. I have the biggest surprise in the world.
What? That picture of Mussolini you have finally fell off the wall?
That's not a nice brick. Besides, it's not a Mussolini, it's a my father, Don Brandini.
Brandini, eh?
Brick. Well, you got a brick of the balls, huh?
I'm sorry. What's the surprise?
I finished the sandwich.
No.
Yes?
No.
Yes?
No.
Yes, after all of these years, why you not try my new sandwich? I call it the Casamagu.
Casamagu?
Casamagulo is tasty. Here, try.
No, thanks, Max. I'm not hungry. Just Joe to go.
Here you go, my friend. No charge today.
Well, thank you very much, Max. It's nice to be recognized by the powers that be, but it's extra special when you're respected in the neighborhood.
Thank you, Brick. Have a nice day, huh?
See you around, Max.
Okay, Brick. Bye-bye.
Minutes later, I was at my office, and my secretary was running around like a chicken with its legs cut off, moving around, but not very fast in many directions.
It's about time you got here. They're going to be here any minute, so put the jug wine into the nice bottles and go down the hall and get the crab cakes out of Stan the accountant's office.
Only one thing more boring than Saturday night TV, unless hockey's on, of course, is this guy.
Come in.
Hey there, Stanley. What's the good word?
Not too much, Brick. The new tax laws are coming down soon. That should really pick up my life.
Thanks for keeping these in your fridge. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Brick. What's going on next door? A party?
No, I'm being given an award. It's like a 5-minute thing.
Really? I just got an award myself.
For?
Being the best accountant in my price range. It's a nickel and dime thing, but my mom was really happy. If you want to see it, it's under those papers over there.
That's tremendous, Stan. Let me get out of your hair. I'm sure you have some numbers to crunch. Maybe we'll go to the Spider Goulash for drinks one of these days.
I've always wanted to go into that place.
Stay out of trouble, Stan, you hear?
You're crazy, Brick. Just crazy.
Freaking 2-bit award. I spent all this money on food and drink, and they're giving them away like fur hats at a pimp convention. I got back to my office to find my secretary sitting in her chair.
Run out of gas, or did you bust a hose?
Cute. This letter was on the floor when I got here this morning.
Well, what do we have here? Brick, urgent trouble.
I must meet with you as soon as possible. I can't explain now. Call me at home.
I will be waiting to hear from you. Signed, Susan English.
Who's it from?
An old girlfriend, my old secretary, my ex-wife, and personal nightmare.
She was she? Sounds like a handful.
Any more is a waste.
Get to work on the wine. They'll be here in half an hour.
Do I note a bit of jealousy in your tone?
The only thing green around here is the mold.
Good one. Shows you've been listening.
Get to work.
Half an hour later, the crowd started to file in. Everyone was there. Vic Steed, Buddy One-Eyes, Brian Dreyer, Pallyboy McCoy, which I couldn't understand, and a bunch of other PIs and assorted stiffs. The official from the FPI, Federation of Private Investigators, walked into the office a little later. Most of the eats were already gone, so the presentation started.
Today, we are here to honor the best private investigator in his price range. It was not an easy decision to make. No, it wasn't. Brick Mallory has been serving our community for a long time now, but not long enough to lose touch with the pulse of the city.
I gave Buddy One Eyes a wink, and he winked back, not really knowing why.
But none of them have shown the dedication and integrity of Brick Mallory. This award has been a long time coming, and I'm sure that it is well deserved. Brick, on behalf of the mayor's office, the PI Bureau, and the Federation of Private Investigators, I would now like to present this award to you.
Why, thank you. I'd like to say that I did it all by myself, but a great part of my success has to do with my secretary. She can give a soft shoulder to cry on and a killer left hook when her paycheck doesn't clear. Thank you very much for coming, and I wish you all the same success that I've had this year.
I made my way back across the room to snag the last crab cake.
Brick, let me be the first to shake your hand, my man. That was very nice.
Thank you. It was nice that everyone
Brick,
could come.
Where the hell are you?
Yoice.
Oh, there you are.
With a voice like that, who needs
to When I leave you a note, I expect to hear from you immediately. I've been waiting and you didn't call, and you know that I didn't stand for it when we were married, and I'm certainly not going to stand for it now. Just who?
She went on for a while, and I started to tune into some of the conversations around the room. None of them were very flattering to my manhood.
Check a little skimpy last
I think it's called I'm All Out of Money, for God's sakes.
But to me, you're still the same old deceased drummer. A dead beat.
First of all, this is not a very good day for one of your little tantrums. I'm being given an award for my service in the community and as the top private detective in my price range. That's why I didn't return your note. And secondly, the last time you sent me one of those notes, you tried to kill me.
It was just after our divorce.
That's what led to our divorce. Let's go outside into the hallway. It's a bit more private. So, what do you want this time?
Well, Brick, I want to hire you.
I don't think I can afford it.
What, the time?
No, the pain.
Brick, be serious. I need protection. I think that some people are trying to kill me.
That's quite a surprise.
Brick, now listen, or I'll tell everyone how bad you are in bed.
Most of them already know the... All right. Tell me your story, and I'll see if I like the fabric of your yarn.
Very funny, nitwit.
Very good. At least you learned something in that darn marriage.
Okay, Brick, you win. Just listen. This man has been following me for a couple of days now. Every time I go to show a house, there he is, just standing around, watching.
How is the real estate racket these days?
That's not the issue, would you listen?
Continue.
Thank you. At first I didn't think much of it. To tell you the truth, I thought it was one of your stupid tricks. Then I realized that we haven't had any problems since that hand grenade thing.
Don't remind me. Too many coffees for you that day.
Look, Brick. Will you help me?
Of course, I need the money.
Money?
Damn straight, I should charge you twice the price.
All right, when can you start?
As soon as the party's over.
I asked Susan to give me her agenda for the next couple of days. She did, and I said I'd meet her at her next showing. We parted company, and my need for a Valium soon subsided.
Let me through. Get out of the way, Dryer. You're always in my place.
The only people left were Vic, Buddy, and Brian, huddled in the doorway arguing, all trying to get out at the same time.
Trouble on the waterfront, Brick?
Well, Vic, someone's trying to kill her, so she thinks.
So, what are you going to do?
She's paying the money.
You're making her pay? Man, that's straight up.
Why don't you shut up, Brian?
Shut your hole, Vic. Why don't you?
Would you both shut up? Let's go for some lunch at the bar. Can't you see that Brick has work to do?
Thanks, buddy. By the way, thanks for the crab cakes.
My pleasure. I used the special crabs.
Is that right?
You'll get the bill.
Well, it was time to get back to work. But first, I needed my special hearing things and special close-up seeing things.
I hope nothing happens between you two.
Only two things can happen. I will catch this guy, or my ex-wife and I wind up in great pain from a stray bullet or sharp knife.
I hope so.
See you later. I'll call in for messages and to give you updates.
I went downstairs to my car, which had another ticket and another message from one of my favorite birds. Lucky thing I wash my car twice a year, whether it needs it or not. I grabbed the ticket to give to Brian later and got into the car. I started it up and the sound of an angry mountain lion purred under the hood. Slammed it into drive and moved to the first place on her list of showings, 362 Dixon Avenue. I got there 10 minutes later and parked across the street from the house. Susan saw me, nodded, and went back to showing the house to a young couple. I picked up my long-distance listening device and started to pry into the neighbors' lives. Seems like everyone has problems these days, at least in my hearing range.
George, I love her.
So do I.
We fooled around with the same woman, and we both fell in love.
You made them both fall in love with you. We'll take them for all they're worth.
What a devilish plan.
Okay. I got a good one. A priest and a rabbi walk into a restaurant, sit down and order drinks.
Not this one again.
Hey, pal, what's going on here?
Whoa. Lucky thing I was wearing my seatbelt or I would have hit my head on the roof of the car.
I would like to know what you're doing here.
And who are you, Andy Taylor?
Yes, as a matter of fact. That's what it says on my name tag. See?
Lucky guess.
I would still like to know what you're doing here, Kreskin.
I'm Brick Mallory, private investigator. I'm here on business. The lady in that house is a real estate agent, and someone is apparently trying to harm her.
Good enough for me. Can I help you in any way?
It's not necessary, but thanks anyway. Say, what the hell is that stench?
Oh, that was lunch. This guy said it was his new famous sandwich, and I had to try it.
I know the story. Gazzamagoulo's revenge.
I'll tell you what. I'll stop listening to old men in corner coffee shops about their new food items if you stop listening to the neighbors.
Sure. See ya, pal.
The security guard staggered back to his car. An obvious boozer. I put my hand out the window and waved him off. I put my headphones back on to see if I could catch the rest of the joke from the guy in 380.
So the rabbi starts laughing and says to the priest, "Yeah, the worst part was when they took half my brain."
Just then there was a scream from 362. It was Susan. I ran up to the front door and pushed it open. I saw Susan in the kitchen. She was as white as a Spanish onion and pointing at the sliding door which led to the backyard.
Brick! Brick, get in here! The backyard! There was a man in the bushes! The one who's been following me!
Is he still there?
I think he's gone. Oh, I need to sit down.
Let's go into the living room. So, what happened?
I was upstairs showing the bedrooms. Antonio and his wife wanted to talk alone, so I came down to the kitchen. And there he was, that weirdo, staring at me from the backyard.
What was he doing?
I guess I should have introduced myself because the young couple was still upstairs and what I believe to be a rather large man came stampeding down the stairs and right towards the most unlikely of mortal heroes, me.
Ole!
Oh, Christ.
I stepped slightly out of the way and into the stone fireplace the chap went. And he was out like a 400-pound man trying to steal third off a Johnny Bench.
Lucky thing I didn't skip Move Out of the Way 101 during PI school. Next to lines, it was my best course.
I think the weirdo's long gone by now, so it's probably safe for you to go outside.
I'll be the judge of that.
The backyard was of normal size for a midtown home, with lots of bushes and a 4-foot fence. Big enough to tell people not to come in, but small enough so neighbors don't get offended. I looked around and saw nothing until I came to the back fence. A bit of material on it was hanging by a thread, and it wasn't a Milton Berle joke. It was a torn pocket from a windbreaker, probably left behind when the suspect jumped the fence. I looked inside the pocket and found a pack of smokes and some matches with Vlad and Pale Bar printed on the cover. A clue. I took out a smoke, lit it with one of the matches, and went back inside.
Well, I found a piece of material from someone's jacket, some smokes, and some matches. Not much to go on, but tonight, I'll check where these matches came from.
I'm coming with you.
No, you're not.
I got a good look at his face. How will you identify him if you don't know what he looks like?
I'll pick you up at 7. Come on, son. Get up. You know, Sporto, if a raging moose comes running right at you, all you gotta do is step aside and it'll keep running straight. That's what happened to you. No hard feelings.
We'll take you to the house.